Every once in a while, we come across a person so gifted in the art of war that they burst into the public consciousness and become legend. Prepare to embark on a thrilling journey into the extraordinary lives of Israel's most formidable warriors. Brace yourself for an adrenaline-fueled experience as we uncover the gripping stories that define the true essence of a soldier. These exceptional individuals have earned the prestigious title of Israel's deadliest soldiers. And in this heart-stopping video, we'll leave no stone unturned as we unravel what happened to them. Ashraf. Every hero has a beginning, and Ashraf's journey to becoming Israel's deadliest soldier began with a humble yet extraordinary upbringing. Born and raised in the Negev desert of southern Israel, Ashraf belongs to the proud Bedouin community, a nomadic tribe of Muslim Arab herders. Known for their resilience and deep-rooted traditions, the Bedouin have a rich history of bravery and loyalty. Ashraf's ancestors roamed the vast expanse of the Negev desert, herding their livestock and living a life untethered to any particular country. Their nomadic lifestyle instilled in Ashraf a sense of adaptability and resourcefulness from an early age. As a child, he witnessed the harsh realities of life in the desert, where survival depended on one's ability to navigate the unforgiving terrain and rise to challenges. The Bedouin community's connection to the land runs deep, and even before the formation of Israel, they played a vital role in protecting the first Jewish settler communities in Palestine. During the 1948-49 Arab-Israeli War, many Bedouin provided valuable intelligence to Jewish militias and the newly formed Israel Defense Forces. Some even fought alongside Jews against Arab armies, forging a bond that would shape the future of the region. Growing up in this environment, Ashraf was exposed to stories of bravery and sacrifice that fueled his desire to serve his country and protect his people. From an early age, he displayed a natural inclination toward leadership and a deep sense of responsibility. Recognizing his potential, his family encouraged him to pursue his dreams and make a difference in the world. As Ashraf entered his teenage years, he was faced with a pivotal decision that would shape his future. The Israeli military, known for its commitment to diversity and inclusion, opened its doors to the Bedouin community, offering them the opportunity to serve their country. In 2021, a record number of approximately 600 Bedouin voluntarily enlisted in the IDF, a testament to their unwavering dedication. Driven by a deep sense of duty and a desire to protect his homeland, Ashraf made the courageous decision to enlist in the IDF. His journey as a soldier began with rigorous training that honed his physical and mental capabilities in preparation for the challenges that lay ahead. The IDF provided extensive support to the Bedouin soldiers, including educational programs and trips across the country to strengthen their connection to the state. Ashraf's commitment to his country and unwavering determination soon caught the attention of his superiors. His exceptional leadership skills and ability to remain calm under pressure set him apart from his peers. It was clear that Ashraf possessed the makings of a true hero, someone who would go above and beyond to protect his comrades and innocent lives caught in the crossfire. As Ashraf's reputation grew, so did the weight of responsibility on his shoulders. He was assigned to the Gaza Tracking Unit, a specialized division tasked with gathering intelligence and neutralizing threats in the volatile Gaza Strip. This mission would test his abilities and push him to the limits of his capabilities. When Ashraf stepped onto the front lines, he knew he was about to face the greatest challenge of his life. The volatile and dangerous Gaza Strip would become the battlefield where Ashraf would prove himself as Israel's most lethal soldier. In the face of relentless attacks, Ashraf and his fellow Gazans stood as the front line of defense, gathering crucial intelligence and neutralizing threats. Their mission was clear: to protect innocent lives and ensure the safety of their comrades. Encounters with terrorists were intense and unpredictable. Ashraf's team faced constant threats, navigating treacherous terrain and engaging in high-stakes operations. Surprise was their greatest weapon, and Ashraf's strategic thinking and quick decision-making often meant the difference between life and death. One incident in particular highlighted Ashraf's unwavering courage and selflessness. One fateful day, terrorists attempted to seize the division base where Ashraf was stationed. The base, which housed not only soldiers but also many families celebrating a holiday, became a target for the ruthless attackers. Without hesitation, Ashraf gathered his unit of trackers and other fighters and led them into a pitched battle against the heavily armed terrorists. The safety of the base and the lives of its inhabitants depended on their bravery and skill. Amidst the chaos, Ashraf's team displayed exceptional courage and determination. Their training and unwavering commitment to their mission shone through as they eliminated scores of terrorists and prevented the base from being overrun. The heroic actions of Ashraf and his comrades saved countless lives that day. Families who were once in the grip of terror now owe their safety to the fearless Bedouin commander and his team. Ashraf's unwavering dedication to his comrades and the people he swore to protect earned him the respect and admiration of the entire nation. His selflessness and bravery in the face of danger have cemented him as Israel's deadliest soldier. But the battle against terror continues, and Ashraf remains on the front lines, leading his team with determination. His experiences on the front lines have shaped him into a true warrior, someone who understands the cost of freedom and is prepared to pay it without hesitation. Lille, the commissioner, Chief Itzik Basukashvili, and his daughter Lyle, both renowned for their exceptional bravery and unwavering dedication, found themselves on the front lines of a harrowing ordeal on the Gaza border. When news of a terrorist attack reached their ears, they wasted no time and quickly embarked on a mission to protect their homeland. Driving toward the border, their hearts filled with determination. They were prepared to face whatever challenge awaited them. Little did they know that their journey would soon turn into a life or death battle against ruthless terrorists. Suddenly, the sound of gunfire pierced the air as they encountered a group of militants armed with lightning reflexes and unmatched marksmanship. Itzik and Lyle engaged in a fierce firefight, skillfully eliminating the terrorists and saving the lives of five innocent bystanders caught in the crossfire. Their courage and quick thinking were extraordinary. Despite the danger that surrounded them, they stood firm, guided by their training and experience. The Gaza border had become their battlefield and they were determined to emerge victorious, but their mission was far from over. Itzik, aware of the imminent threat looming over Kibbutz Reem, made the difficult decision to continue alone, urging Lyle to stay behind. He knew the risks he was taking and wanted to protect his daughter from the horrors that awaited her. Upon reaching the kibbutz, Itzik came face to face with a large group of heavily armed terrorists who had infiltrated the area. Undeterred by the overwhelming odds, he fearlessly faced the enemy, displaying unparalleled bravery as he fought to defend the innocent. However, tragedy struck when an RPG, rocket-propelled grenade, missile launched by the terrorists found its mark. Itzik was shot dead and his life cut short in the line of duty. But even in his final moments he managed to save the life of another wounded man. A testament to his selflessness and unwavering commitment to his countrymen. The news of Itzik's death reached Lyle and shattered her heart into a million pieces. Her father, her hero, had been taken from her, but instead of succumbing to grief, Lyle found strength in her father's memory. Determined to honor his legacy, she continued to fight, channeling her grief into a relentless pursuit of justice. With every terrorist she neutralized, Lyle continued her father's legacy, proving that the spirit of a true warrior lives on. Her resilience and unwavering determination were awe-inspiring, a testament to the indomitable spirit of Israel's most lethal soldiers. "My heart is shattered into pieces," Lyle confessed, her voice filled with pain and determination. "My father was the strongest man in the world. I will do everything in my power to return to the field and fight for him." The loss of Chief Commissar Itzik Basukashvili sent shockwaves throughout Israel. News of his heroic sacrifice spread like wildfire, leaving a trail of grief and admiration in its wake. But amidst the mourning, there was one person who refused to let despair consume her: Itzik's daughter, Lyle. Despite the devastating blow of her father's death, Lyle found solace in the memories of his strength and bravery. She knew that the best way to honor his legacy was to continue his fight, to continue protecting her homeland with the same unwavering determination that he had shown. With a heavy heart, Lyle returned to the battlefield with the same resolve. She knew that the fight against terrorism was far from over, and she was determined to make a difference. Every day, she faced the same terrorists who had taken her father's life. Lyle's presence on the front lines was a testament to her resilience and unwavering commitment. She became a symbol of hope and strength, inspiring her comrades and the entire nation with her unwavering spirit. Her actions spoke louder than her words, proving that the legacy of Israel's deadliest soldiers would never be forgotten. But the price of war weighed heavily on Lyle's shoulders. Constant danger, the loss of comrades, and memories of her father haunted her at every turn. Yet she refused to let despair consume her. Instead, she channeled her grief into a relentless pursuit of justice, vowing to make every sacrifice worthwhile. Lyle's determination and unwavering resolve caught the attention of her superiors. Recognizing her exceptional skills and unwavering commitment, they promoted her to a leadership position in the Israel Border Police. It was a testament to her bravery and the trust placed in her abilities. As Lyle continued to fight, she became a beacon of hope for her comrades and the entire nation. Her story spread far and wide, inspiring countless others to fight against terrorism and defend their homeland. She embodied the spirit of Israel's deadliest soldiers, proving that even in the face of loss and no end, the fight for justice and freedom would never waver. "My father's sacrifice will not go in vain," Lyle declared, her voice filled with determination. "I will continue to fight for him and for all those who have lost their lives defending our nation. They will never be forgotten." Lyle's journey is a powerful reminder of the resilience and strength that lie in the hearts of Israel's deadliest soldiers. Their sacrifices, unwavering commitment, and unbreakable spirit continue to shape the nation's history. Join us as we delve into the aftermath of Itzik's death and Lyle's determination to continue his legacy by uncovering the shocking truth behind what happened to Israel's deadliest soldiers. In Biberamon. Deep in the heart of Israel, amidst the chaos and uncertainty of the ongoing conflict, lie stories of extraordinary bravery that defy all odds. One such story revolves around a young woman named Imbar Liberman, whose heroic actions saved Sukkibitz from imminent danger. Today, we bring you the incredible story of Inba's courage and resilience in the face of unimaginable danger. The Kibbutzim, a peaceful community nestled near the border, had grown accustomed to the constant threat of rocket attacks. But on that fateful Saturday morning, the explosions that rang through the air were different. Imbar, the kibbutz's security coordinator, immediately recognized the gravity of the situation. His instincts kicked in and he quickly mobilized the security team. With a sense of urgency, he distributed weapons to his colleagues, ensuring they were prepared to defend their home. Imbar's leadership and quick thinking would prove decisive in the hours that followed. As the team gathered, Inba addressed them with determination. She outlined the plan, emphasizing the need for unity and resilience in the face of the imminent threat. The people of the kibbutzim asked Bar with CO and trusted her. Armed and prepared, the security team prepared to confront the terrorists who posed a grave danger to their community. Inba led the way with unwavering determination. With every step, her heart pounded, fueled by a mix of fear and determination. The battle that followed was intense. Inba fearlessly faced the terrorists and engaged them in a fierce firefight. Her training and experience as a security coordinator shone through as she expertly maneuvered through the chaos, taking down one terrorist after another. Inba's marksmanship was unmatched, as she single-handedly took out five terrorists with precision and accuracy. Her determination and unwavering focus were astounding as she fought to protect her comrades and the place she called home. Mbar was not alone in this battle. The other members of the security team fought valiantly alongside her, their bullets finding their mark with deadly accuracy. Together, they took down 20 more terrorists over the course of 4 grueling hours. As the dust settled and the gunfire faded, the residents of the Kabudum contemplated the aftermath of the battle. Thanks to the heroic actions of Mbar Lieberman and the security team, Sukhabit had been saved from the grip of terror. In the days that followed, Inba was hailed as a hero by her community. Her selflessness and bravery had prevented casualties in Niram, saving countless lives. The residents of the kibbutz were filled with gratitude for Mbar's unwavering courage and leadership. However, Mbar remained humble, acknowledging the collective effort of the security team and the strength of her community. She knew that it was their unity and resilience that had ultimately triumphed over the forces of terror. Inspired by Mbar's words, the people of Niram came together to provide aid and support to neighboring kibbutzim. They opened their homes, offered comfort to the bereaved, and reached out to those in need. Mbar's actions had not only saved her own community, but had ignited a spirit of compassion and solidarity. Survivors from neighboring kibbutzim expressed gratitude for Mbar's heroic actions. They recognized that her leadership and quick thinking had prevented further casualties and given them hope in the face of tragedy. Mbar had become a symbol of resilience and strength, not just for Niram, but for the entire region. Mbar's actions resonated far beyond her immediate area. Her story spread throughout Israel, inspiring others to rise up against terror and protect their communities. The bravery and selflessness displayed by Mbar and the security team became a beacon of hope in a time of darkness. Inba Liberman's actions not only saved lives, but also united communities in the face of adversity. Her bravery and leadership had prevented further casualties in Niram and had ignited a spirit of resilience that would endure long after the battle was over. The heroic actions of Inba Liberman at Kibbutz Niram are just one example of the incredible bravery demonstrated by Israel's deadliest soldiers. These men and women who risk their lives to defend their nation have faced unimaginable challenges and emerged as true heroes. Born Captain Cohen in Jerusalem on 25 Nisan 5, 733, April 30, 1943, during the tumultuous era of World War I, this remarkable individual embarked on a journey that would ultimately etch his name into the annals of heroism. His early education was spent in the hallowed halls of Jerusalem's Beit Hakerem School. Driven by an insatiable thirst for knowledge, he continued his academic studies until he completed high school. Beyond textbooks, he cultivated his passion for music, becoming a huge record enthusiast and an avid devourer of books, with a particular affinity for military and historical literature. In November 1961, duty called and he responded with unwavering determination. Drafted into the Israel Defense Forces, Dickey voluntarily enlisted in the ranks of a general patrol unit. Throughout his regular service, he was dedicated to the cause, culminating in his selection for an officer's course from which he graduated with honors in August 1963. Returning to his unit as a captain, he continued to serve with distinction until February 1967. When he transferred to the paratroopers, assuming the position of deputy company commander. His defining moment came during the crucible of the Six-Day War. When his commanding officer Nehemiah fell, he led his troops into a fierce battle near Kirbat Zeitun in the Gaza region. Despite relentless enemy fire, he bravely led the charge, becoming the first to break through enemy lines. Tragically, on 26 Bear 576, June 5, 1967, he made the ultimate sacrifice. His remains found their initial resting place at the Emergency Military Cemetery in Bari and were later, in a moving tribute, transferred to the sacred Mount Herzl Military Cemetery in Jerusalem. His dedication to the security of the nation earned him not one but 5 decorations, one of which was elevated to the status of an exemplary decoration. His unwavering commitment did not go unnoticed, and he received several letters of appreciation for his invaluable contributions. The chief of the general staff himself once acknowledged that he had never encountered an officer of such exceptional caliber, whose remarkable achievements contributed so profoundly to the safeguarding of the nation. With his keen intellect and exceptional leadership skills, Captain Cohen led his unit with unwavering determination. The enemy was cunning and well-armed, but Cohen's tactical brilliance enabled his team to outmaneuver and neutralize the threat. The battle was fierce, with bullets flying and explosions ringing through the air. However, Captain Cohen remained calm and focused, guiding his soldiers through the chaos. During one particularly intense firefight, Cohen's unit was ambushed by a group of heavily armed militants. Outnumbered and outgunned, it seemed all hope was lost. But Captain Cohen refused to back down. With sheer determination, he rallied his troops and led a counterattack that caught the enemy off guard. The firefight was fierce, but Cohen's strategic thinking and quick decision-making tipped the balance in his favor. The battle raged for hours as both sides engaged in a deadly dance of bullets and grenades. Captain Cohen's leadership and unwavering determination inspired his soldiers to fight with unmatched courage. They advanced inch by inch, reclaiming territory and eliminating the enemy threat. The battle was won, but not without a heavy price. Many lives were lost, and the scars of war would be forever etched in the hearts of those who survived. Captain Cohen's heroism did not go unnoticed. His exceptional leadership and bravery earned him numerous accolades, including the prestigious Medal of Valor, the highest honor bestowed upon an IDF soldier. But for Cohen, the real reward was knowing that he had made a difference, that his sacrifices had helped protect his fellow countrymen. His dedication to his country and his unwavering commitment to Israel's security made him a true legend among his comrades. From Corporal Madden to Virgil, in the midst of the war between Israel and Hamas, stories of incredible heroism and selflessness have emerged, highlighting the unwavering bravery of Israel's deadliest soldiers. These individuals put their own lives on the line to save others, displaying extraordinary acts of valor that defy all odds. One such extraordinary story revolves around Corporal Madden Ajil, the very embodiment of a selfless warrior. On the first day of the war, Ershil found himself in a life-or-death situation when a grenade was thrown at his armored personnel carrier, putting the lives of his comrades at risk. Without hesitation, he leapt over his comrades, using his own body as a shield to absorb the force of the explosion. Miraculously, his sacrifice saved the lives of six surviving friends, but tragically, Corporal Abergil lost his own life in the process. Corporal Abergil's bravery and selflessness are a testament to the indomitable spirit of Israel's most lethal soldiers. Their unwavering commitment to protecting their comrades and fulfilling their duty is truly awe-inspiring. These acts of selflessness and heroism go against our basic survival instincts. As human beings, we are hardwired to prioritize our own safety and well-being. Yet Israel's deadliest soldiers show us that there is something greater than self-preservation, a deep-rooted sense of duty and a willingness to put others before oneself. Corporal Madden possesses a unique blend of physical prowess, mental fortitude, and an unwavering commitment to his comrades and his nation. He is willing to risk everything, even his own life, to ensure the safety of his comrades and those he protects. Through these actions, we witness the true potential of humanity. These soldiers demonstrate that we are capable of rising above our base survival instincts and tapping into a wellspring of courage and selflessness, inspiring us to look deeper into ourselves and to consider the greater good. Corporal Madden's acts of bravery and selflessness have a profound impact on the world. These stories of heroism serve as a powerful reminder of the values that unite the nation and the strength that can be found in unity. In times of emergency, such as the current war between Israel and Israel, stories of bravery and selflessness continue to capture the public's attention and admiration. These stories inspire a sense of national pride and solidarity, reminding Israelis of the resilience and determination that define their nation. But the truth is that this corporal's acts of bravery and selflessness should not be limited to times of crisis. They should be celebrated and upheld as guiding principles in all aspects of Israeli society. This soldier's willingness to risk his life for the sake of others serves as a powerful example of how we should relate to one another. It reminds us that each person has the potential to give their all to the common good. In order to create a society with strong, unifying bonds, it is crucial to awaken this potential in our hearts. We must recognize that the safety and well-being of our fellow citizens must always come before our own individual interests. The impact of these acts of bravery extends beyond the battlefield. They inspire a sense of unity and mutual support among the Israeli people. They remind us that we are all in this together and that by standing together we can overcome any challenge that comes our way. Abergel's story also serves as a powerful counterargument to the divisive discourse that often plagues society. In a world where conflict and division seem to be the norm, these stories offer a glimmer of hope and a glimpse into what is possible when we prioritize positive connections and caring for one another. It is through recognizing and appreciating these qualities that Israeli society can truly thrive. When we consistently champion positive connections, support, care, and love over our divisive inclinations, we create a harmonious and peaceful world. The impact of these acts of bravery reaches far beyond Israel's borders. They serve as a reminder to the world that heroism and selflessness can transcend cultural, religious, and political differences. They inspire us to look beyond our own interests and consider the well-being of others. As we honor the bravery and sacrifices of Israel's deadliest soldiers, let us remember that their actions are not isolated incidents. They are a reflection of the potential that resides within each and every one of us. Moshe Kaplan. It was a seemingly ordinary day in Mefalsim, a tight-knit kibbutz in southern Israel. Families went about their daily lives, unaware of the imminent threat that would soon loom over them. But tensions had been rising in the region for weeks as Palestinian militants from nearby Gaza grew more emboldened in their attacks on Israeli towns and military bases. Mefalsim, home to 1,000 residents, had always been a tight-knit community where neighbors looked out for one another. But as news of the escalating violence reached their ears, a sense of unease began to creep into the kibbutz. In the heart of Mefalsim, Moshe Kaplan, the kibbutz head of security, kept a close eye on the situation. He knew it was only a matter of time before violence would reach his doorstep. Kaplan, a veteran with a deep sense of duty, had been preparing for this moment for years. Kaplan had trained a dozen male volunteers from the community to form a security force capable of defending Mefalsim against any threat. They underwent rigorous training, honing their skills in marksmanship, tactical maneuvers, and emergency response. Among the volunteers was Jardon Reskin, a 38-year-old landscape architect who had dedicated his time and energy to protecting his community. Reskin, like his fellow volunteers, understood the gravity of the situation and the importance of their role in protecting Mefalsim. As tensions continued to rise, the kibbutz held a community meeting to discuss security measures that needed to be implemented. Residents were informed of the potential threats and urged to remain vigilant. It was a somber meeting that brought home the reality of the situation. In the meantime, the security team tightened the perimeter of Mefalsim, fortifying the fences and implementing additional security measures. They knew that their kibbutz was vulnerable, situated in close proximity to the volatile Gaza Strip. Kaplan and his team gathered intelligence and closely monitored the militants' movements in the region. They were aware of the growing threat and the possibility of an attack on Mefalsim, but even with their preparations they could never have anticipated the ferocity and scale of the assault that awaited them. And then, on the morning of October 7th, the calm was shattered. As Moshe Kaplan drove past the main gate of Mefalsim, militants opened fire on his car, narrowly missing him. It was the first sign of the imminent danger that would soon befall the kibbutz. Kaplan wasted no time. He immediately sent an urgent alert to his volunteer security force, warning them of the firefight and the imminent threat. Little did they know that this was just the beginning of a battle that would test their mettle and resilience like never before. Within minutes, the attackers had explosively blown up a nearby pedestrian gate, breaching Mephalsum's security perimeter. Armed with detailed maps and a top-secret plan of attack, the militants flooded the kibbutz, ready to overwhelm the small security force and take hostages. Moshe Kaplan, unfazed by the chaos unfolding around him, sprang into action. He ran home to grab his armor vest, helmet, and Messi's rifle, fully aware that every second counted. With a sense of urgency, he headed to check another gate in the northwest corner, only to find armed men already inside the razor wire security fence. In a panic voicemail, Kaplan pleaded with his men to hurry, shouting, "Terrorists in the kibbutz, terrorists in the kibbutz." Gunfire rang out in the background as he struggled to hold off the assailants, buying his community precious time. The volunteer security forces, awakened by Kaplan's urgent alert, sprang into action. They ran from their homes, helmets and protective vests over their shirts, clutching their M16 rifles. Outnumbered and fighting alone or in pairs, they knew that their bravery and determination would be their only defense until help arrived. As the battle raged, tensions mounted on the kibbutz. Families sought shelter in their homes, anxiously awaiting news of their loved ones. The sound of gunfire echoed through the streets, a stark reminder of the danger lurking outside their doors. The volunteers fought valiantly, engaging in gunfights with the militants who had infiltrated Mephalsum. They tracked their movements, communicated via walkie-talkie and WhatsApp messages, and sent help to each other. They believed they had only one thing to do: hold off the insurgents long enough for the Israeli army to arrive. But as the minutes stretched into hours, they realized they were on their own. In the face of overwhelming odds, the volunteers displayed unprecedented heroism. They confronted the militants, eliminated the threats, and protected their community with unwavering determination. Their actions would go down in history as a testament to the indomitable spirit of Israel's deadliest soldiers. As chaos erupted across the kibbutz, the volunteer security forces led by Moshe Kaplan stood as the last line of defense. Outnumbered and fighting alone or in pairs, these brave men fought a life-or-death battle, determined to protect their loved ones and their homes, communicating via walkie-talkies and WhatsApp messages. The volunteers tracked the militants' movements and sent aid to one another. They relied on their training and instincts, coordinating their efforts to maximize their effectiveness. Their unwavering determination and unwavering resolve would prove crucial in the face of the relentless assault. Aydin Kadosh, another resident and member of the volunteer security forces, demonstrated immense courage in the face of danger. From his window, he fired his pistol at the militants, refusing to be overcome by fear. Kadosh's determination and unwavering resolve inspired those around him, boosting the morale of the defenders. After 90 minutes of intense fighting, Israeli soldiers finally reached Levi's home. The volunteers, exhausted but determined, identified themselves and sought refuge in the shelter with their families. The soldiers took over the defense of Mephalsum, ensuring the safety of the residents. In the aftermath of the attack, the heroic actions of the volunteers were celebrated throughout Mephalsum. Their unwavering courage and selflessness had saved lives and protected their community from further harm. The people of Mephalsum will be eternally grateful for their sacrifice and dedication. And that is what we bring to you in this video. If you enjoyed the video, click on the cards on your screen to see more. M.